USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schaefer.
A Delaware FedEx worker has been arrested accused of stealing more than $99,000 worth of coins from a package. WPVI-TV reporting that police found the stolen coins and some illegal firearms when they executed a search warrant at the Wilmington home of 27-year-old Jordan Hamilton. He was arrested on firearm and felony charges. Tens of thousands joined in earlier today the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd, "We will not walk away."
Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel.
The National Guard was deployed, but no violence was reported. In Gaza City, around 3,500 people are trapped in the region's largest hospital, surrounded by Israeli troops and tanks. Israel alleges Hamas is using the hospital as a human shield, citing an underground headquarters of Hamas militants. More than 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. As according to AAA, that's up a little more than 2% from last year. Most will drive to their destinations, nearly 2% more compared to 2022. The Beatles are creating music history. Now the group with the most top 10 hits with their latest track, Now and Then. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A code of ethics is being adopted by the U.S. Supreme Court. The justice says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the nation's highest court. Democrats have been pushing for ethics reform following reports of justices taking high-priced trips and accepting other benefits from wealthy donors. Wages are being increased at Hyundai, the latest automaker to do so, after the UAW's wins with their strike against the Detroit 3 automakers. Hyundai said Monday that it would be raising worker pay by 25% by 2028 to match the raises for Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors union workers. Toyota and Honda have also announced wage hikes of 10 and 11% respectively. There's some big pothole problems in parts of the United States.
The state of Washington faces the most severe pothole problem in the U.S., according to data from USA Today using Google Trends data from the last 3 years. Following Washington, Minnesota and Michigan are also identified as states with significant pothole-related issues. The list continues with Tennessee, Indiana, California, New York, Maryland, New Jersey, and Georgia. I'm John Schaefer.
Week 10 in the NFL is wrapped up after the Denver Broncos escaped Buffalo with a 24-22 win last night in Monday Night Football. Will Lutz drilled a 36-yard field goal as time expired. Buffalo dropped to 5-5. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.